Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mark. This is Julie in accounting. Our printer has broken down again, and nobody in our department knows how to fix it. Could you stop by and give us a hand?
I wish I could help, but I have a meeting with an important client in half an hour. I have to be fully prepared when he arrives.
I understand. I'll try to find an instruction manual. I hope it will help me figure out what exactly is wrong.
All right, I'll check on you right after the meeting.
Number 32. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 33. Why is the man unable to help? Number 34. What will the woman do next? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Hawk, I just looked over our projected sales for this month, and it looks like our current inventory of televisions won't be enough to meet demand.
Do you think so? But I thought we increased our stock this month compared to last. How are we already running out?
Well, all of the advertisements we placed seem to be having the intended effect. Thanks to the promotional sale this month, we are selling a lot more televisions than usual.
Okay, if anyone tries to buy a television that is out of stock, tell them that they can still get the same promotional deal next month as well. Number 35. What problem does the woman mention? Number 36. What does the woman say about this month's sales figures? Number 37. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Miss Simpson, can you tell me why you applied to work at our store? Judging from your resume, it appears you have no retail experience. What do you think makes you qualified for selling apparel?
You're right. I previously worked as a secretary at a hospital. At that time, I learned that I really enjoy working with people, so I thought working in retail would be a good fit for me.
Yes, that is very important. Here at our store, we expect all employees to be kind and helpful with each and every customer. Next, I'd like to ask about your availability during the week.
Number 38. Where most likely does the man work? Number 39. Why does the woman think she is qualified for the job? Number 40. What will the speakers discuss next? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is Susie Smith calling for Dan Harmon. I work at Danny Sweets. I'm calling to let you know that the wedding cake you ordered is ready to be picked up at any time.
Oh, thanks for calling. I'm extremely busy making other preparations for the wedding tomorrow and won't have time to stop by. Can you deliver the cake instead?
I'm sorry, but we don't offer any delivery service. However, if you give us a name in advance, you could have someone else pick it up for you.
Okay, I'll try to find someone to do that for me. I'll call back later. Number 41. Where most likely does the woman work? Number 42. Why is the man unable to visit the woman's workplace? Number 43. What information will the man probably provide? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I have noticed that a lot of our customers are from all over the world. I think it's because we provide exotic and delicious food and we are near very popular tourist attractions.
You're right. I have noticed that too. I was thinking maybe it would be very helpful if some of our servers could speak other languages fluently. That would make things much more comfortable for our customers.
Actually, I have already scheduled 2 interviews next week with potential employees. I'm going to interview a woman who can speak Japanese and a man who can speak Spanish.
Number 44. Where most likely do the speakers work? Number 45. What does the man recommend doing? Number 46. What has the woman done? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Lindy. Jessica just left to go home because she had a bad headache. I told her to take the day off tomorrow as well to go to the hospital. Do you think you could come in to fill in for her tomorrow morning?
Oh, I'm really sorry, but tomorrow I have to attend a close friend's wedding. However, I'll call around to see if any other employee is available to work tomorrow in place of Jessica.
Okay, thanks. Just let me know immediately if you find somebody.
Number 47. Why did Jessica leave work early? Number 48. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 49. What will the woman do next?